The art of food preservation is about much more than just produce, and few know this as well as the Italians. Cookbook author Domenica Marchetti celebrates Italy's long tradition of putting up food in her new book, Preserving Italy. Splendid Table contributor Shauna Seaver spoke to Domenica from New York City.
Hi, Domenica. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Shauna. It's nice to be here.
You talk about the deep connection between the art of preserving and Italian history and culture. And I grew up with a grandfather who is half Greek, half Italian. He put up vegetables and fruits like you wouldn't believe all summer long. So did his mother, who was from Italy. And it didn't occur to me as a kid growing up in the Chicago suburbs, watching him religiously can everything, until I was reading your book that that practice is probably deeply tied to his Italian heritage. And it made me wonder, what is it about Italy that creates that strong tradition of preserving food?
Yeah, you know, Italy is the kind of place where if there is a plot of land, somebody is growing something in it. And, you know, it's the climate and the fact that so many things grow well and that people are used to growing their own food. So I think these traditions still carry on today. Obviously, life has changed and people buy convenience foods. But I think these traditions are still held dear to many folks in Italy.
You go beyond the produce too, though. You talk about fresh cheeses and cured meats.
Yeah, I took a very broad view of what preserving is. So yes, there are vegetables preserved in oil and vinegar. There are jams and fruit pastes. There are condiments, but there are also fresh cheeses, salumi. You know, a lot of people think of Italian cooking as spaghetti or pizza or gelato. And of course, those are all iconic, wonderful Italian foods, but the Italian table is composed of so much more, and a lot of what it's composed of is preserved food. Obviously, this was something that was created out of necessity centuries ago, but these traditions, you know, continue. So when you go to a restaurant in Italy, you'll have fresh house-made cheese or the cheese that came from the, you know, the Casificio, the dairy down the road. You'll have house-made salumi. In Abruzzo, you will have hot peppers preserved in any number of ways, in oil or vinegar or dried and crushed. You know, there's always some kind of a choice at the table because we Abruzzese like spicy food. At the end of the meal, you'll be treated to house-made liqueurs. So everything from the beginning of the meal to the end of the meal really does contain food that is preserved.
I was surprised to learn about how so many preserved foods are so much more than just condiments. Now, some of these recipes can really become the star of the meal and be the thing that really get people talking at the table.
Yeah, there really is a whole spectrum. And I'm thinking of one in particular. You know, I talked about how preserving is pretty much a celebration of frugality and something that was born out of necessity. But right now I'm thinking of one of the condiments in the book, mostarda, which comes from the Lombardy region. It's fruit mustard. And what it is basically whole fruits or pieces of fruits that are poached in sugar syrup over a number of days and then spiked with very, very spicy mustard oil. So this is kind of the opposite of frugality. This recipe, I think, dates back to medieval times, and it is an accompaniment to roasts. And you can almost see it like on the table at, you know, in a Game of Thrones episode. It's that kind of very rich, sumptuous condiment that was not born out of necessity, but something that was reserved for nobility. But it persists to this day, and you can still go to these places in Cremona and other parts of Lombardy and see these jars of mostarda, and you can buy it. And I wanted to create real mostarda for the book. I had a hard time finding very small fruits, which is what are used to preserve whole. So I ended up doing something a little different, and I sliced pears and I poached them in this sugar syrup over a few days, and they become candied. And and then at the very end, I spiked it with this very, very, very hot mustard oil. And not only is it a great condiment for roasts or boiled meats, it's kind of like a counter to the to the rich, fatty meat, but it's also great with rich cheeses. So it's, you know, it's nice that you can take these old traditions and kind of reinvent them, you know, in contemporary cooking.
Thank you so much, Domenica.
Thanks for having me.
Domenica Marchetti is the author of 6 books on Italian cooking. Her latest is Preserving Italy. Contributor Shauna Seaver is the author of Real Sweet. Head to splendidtable.org to find Domenica's recipe for pear mostarda.